This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd has introduced a bill to extend the health insurance subsidy that was at the heart of the recent government shutdown fight. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bipartisan bill would extend the enhanced premium tax credit for people buying plans on the ACA marketplace for 2 years and cap eligibility based on income. Hurd described the bill as temporary, while Congress tackles the high cost of health care overall.
This gives us time in Congress to build a bridge to a system where we can fix those underlying cost drivers.
Currently, the credit will expire at the end of the year. Coloradans who buy health insurance on the state exchange are looking at double or even triple the cost for insurance next year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Jefferson County Public Schools has a policy around students' gender identity and field trips, and that policy is now headed to a federal appeals court. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Four families are challenging a district policy that houses transgender students by their gender identity on school trips. They argue it violates their parental and privacy rights. One family says their 11-year-old daughter was assigned to share a bed with a transgender girl on an overnight trip. In August, a federal judge dismissed the family's lawsuit. The judge ruled parents' rights don't extend to controlling a public school's policies. The district says it didn't know the student's gender identity status when staff assigned rooms. Chaperones moved the student once they became aware. The case is now with the 10th Circuit Court. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Here's some good news for skiers. Many resorts are opening across the Colorado Mountains in time for the Thanksgiving holiday, even if it is with limited terrain. On Wednesday, Beaver Creek and Crested Butte are set to open, as will the smaller Ski Granby Ranch. Friday is the scheduled opening day for Telluride and Aspen Snowmass. Howelson Hill, the small ski area owned by Steamboat Springs, will also open on Saturday. This is CPR News. It's now 6:06.